So that's how I'd like to start. And then the second thing is, it's very traditional at the beginning of teachings, especially for Tibetan Buddhist teachers, to encourage the students to rouse bodhicitta. So I'd like to say a little bit about what that means. And it's especially significant because this text, The Way of the Bodhisattva, is all about, its main topic actually, is the how to work with your own mind and live your life in a way that you develop and begin to open so that you can be of true benefit to other people. It's like how to live in such a way that with your actions and your words you could help others, and just by the model of your life that you could inspire other people. How to wake up yourself so that you could support other people in finding their own ability to wake up from any kind of ignorance, any kind of hard-heartedness, any kind of self-absorption, to help people do that. And so it's said that when you wake up like that, the path of the bodhisattva is very, very connected with this subject of bodhicitta. But rather than give a whole, talk on the subject of bodhicitta, I'd just like to talk a little bit here at the beginning about this idea of what does it mean to rouse